Hello everybody, my name is Meysam. The talk is about model checking network systems, and this is joint work with my supervisor Rashid. The work is done at EPFL in Switzerland. As the title suggests, this talk is about bugs and how we can deal with them. There are two main steps in development of software that deal with bugs. One is testing, the other is debugging. A tester tries to look for the bugs in the software, and once the bug is found, a debugger helps the developer to do a root cause analysis and find what's the problem with the software. This talk is about the first part, is about the testing. Most of the testers, from an abstract view, verify some user-specified invariants on some states. So at each step, the tester take a snapshot of the system, verify some user-specified invariants on it, and if it's valid, it goes forward. Otherwise, it reports a bug to the user. And of course, because when you run a software goes through different transitions and the state changes, a good tester also has to consider that, perform the transitions, obtain the new states, and verify the invariants on the new states as well. So a model checker, a tester from an abstract view could be seen as a loop of transitions. At each step, at each cycle, it takes one of the already explored states, perform an enable transition on it, and obtain a new state. A model checker is a tester that performs an exhaustive exploration on a state space. It takes the initial state of the system, it tries all the enabled transitions, and given enough resources and given enough time, it could explore the whole state space. So when it comes to model checking of distributed systems or network systems, we need to define what are the states and what are the transitions. The classic approach to model checking distributed systems took the global state of the distributed system to perform transitions on. The global state consists of the system state, the state of all the local nodes in the system, plus the state of the network, the set of in-flight messages. And the transitions are message handlers when we deliver a message to a node, to a single node, or local events when we run a timer, for example, in a single node. Notice that although the transitions are defined and performed on a single node, the model checker, the classic approach to model checking, still performs transitions on the global state. So it keeps track of the global state. If this big triangle represents the whole state space of a distributed system, the part that a model checker can explore in a limited time budget is the small triangle on top. So when it comes to non-toy distributed systems, the model checker couldn't, realistically speaking, be exhaustive. And the problem is because of the old, well-known problem of exponential explosion. At some point, this problem manifests, and no matter how much you let the model checker run, you don't see a tangible difference in the search steps. One approach that tried to address this problem was online model checking. If the small triangle represents the state space that the model checker can explore in a limited time budget, and the curved line represents the states that a real system, when we run the system, goes through them, online model checker runs the model checker in parallel with the live system. And it restarts the model checker periodically, but it restarts it from the current live state of the system, not from initial state. So in this way, the model checker can search deeper and deeper and can look for more relevant bugs. So in this usage of model checking, we are more realistic. We don't expect the model checker to explore the whole state space, but we ask a simple job from the model checker. We want it to perform some useful model checking testing in the limited time that we run it. So let's see that if the classic model checking performance is good enough for this purpose. Here I ran a BDFS, a classic model checking approach to Paxos, and I chose a very, very simple state space. Only one of the nodes proposed a value and other nodes just simply react to the messages issued by this proposal. It takes around 20 minutes from the model checker to explore this state space. Orders of minutes is too much for our purpose in online model checking. We need something that do it in order of seconds, and local model checking, the approach that I'm going to present in this talk is one such technique. So far, I gave you a very brief introduction to global model checking, and now I'm going to tell you what is the problem in that, and then I present the alternative, which is local model checking. The problem with global model checking is the huge global state size. The global state consists of the state of all the nodes in the distributed system plus the state of the network. Any small change in any of these parts would inflict the cost of transition, performing a transition to the model checker. The ideal, and recall that I told you the transitions are performed on the local nodes. So the ideal is that to have local model checking and perform transitions only on the local nodes and ask the model checker to keep track of only local nodes. So if we could manage achieving this goal, then the number of transitions would be much less and the performance would be much better. So let's see if it's possible or not. We first have to redefine the transitions. The local events like timers are like before. There is no change because a local state of the node is enough to define a timer event. However, for network events, beside the local state of the node, we also need the state of the network because this is the network that defines what is the message and what is the content of the message. And we need the network for that. The way we address this challenge in local model checking is using a shared network. The shared network monitors all the messages that are generated during transition of the model checking. After each transition, the state of the node change, and also node could send some messages to other nodes. A copy of these messages are kept in the shared network state. This copy could later be used to define network transitions. So now we just need to deliver this message to one of the states of the destination node. Let's say that the destination is node D. But the question is to which state? In none of all of these states, the node could receive the bug in a real run of the system. So here, we take a very conservative and simple approach, and we deliver the message to all the states of node D. So this is very simple, and the benefit is that we cover the cases, all the cases that the node D could receive the message, so it's complete. But it has the problem that if the message couldn't receive the bug in a real run of the system, then the transition would be invalid, and also the resulting state would be invalid. I'm going to address the invalid states in a few minutes. So far in the architecture of our local model checking, we define the exploration. The model checker keep track of local states, and it also has a shared network element, and each cycle it performs a transition by running an event. But exploration is not enough for testing. A tester should also check some user-specified invariants on the explored states. So we need another module for invariant checking. The problem is that the invariants in general could be defined on system state, or not just the local state. For example, for Paxos, the invariant is that no two nodes should choose separate different values. So the invariant covers multiple local states. So for that, we need another module to temporarily create system states out of the explored local states and feed the curated system states to the invariant checking module. So there is an opportunity for an optimization here. In global model checking, the system states are curated as part of exploration of global states. For example, for system state 1, once we explore the global state 1, the system state 1 is automatically explored as well because global states consists of system state plus the network. If for some reason I know that the system state 1 is not necessary for testing purposes, so I don't have to check that, there is no way to benefit from this observation. The only way not to create the system state 1 is to not explore global state 1, and if I do that, then the resulting global states wouldn't be explored as well, so and the exploration wouldn't be complete. But we could benefit from this observation in local model checking. In local model checking, the exploration is decoupled from system state creation. So if I, for some reason, I know that the invariant couldn't possibly be violated on system state 1, I could simply avoid curating this system state, so I don't inflict the cost of curation of this system state to the model checker, and it doesn't hurt the exploration of local states because this is a separate process, and also it doesn't hurt the curation of other system states. So in our prototype, besides the simple approach of combining of local states, we also benefited from this observation, and we implemented an optimized version specifically for Pax's main invariants, that two nodes shouldn't choose different values. So both of these approaches are complete, this is the benefit, the advantage of the approach, but they have a problem that not all combination of the node local states makes sense, because in the real one of the system, they might not be together. So if the created system state is invalid, and if I report a bug on this system state, the reported bug would be unsound. I'm going to address this unsound bug by adding another module called soundness verification. So after each preliminary bug violation report, I check the validity of the system state on which the bug is reported. Notice that I put the soundness verification module after invariant checking, not after system state creation. So I pay the cost of soundness verification only after a bug is reported. So I optimistically assume that the number of violations, preliminary violations, are low, so I don't have to pay the cost of soundness verification very often. Only after a preliminary violation. So how to efficiently implement soundness verification, we need to add something to our implementation. We maintain a predecessor pointer in each state. Each state keeps a pointer to the state from which it's created and the event that is performed to obtain that state. Using this pointer, at any point in time, we can obtain the sequence of events that are have applied to the initial state to obtain the current state. So now, the soundness verification module, and we can call soundness verification module for each of these sequences. So now, in soundness verification module, beside the system state, I also have the sequence of events that lead to each of the local states. These sequences of events give me partial order between events. If I can manage to find a total order between events, then the system state is valid because the total order means that the events could run one after each other, so they could also run in a real run of the system. So now the problem of soundness verification is reduced to this. The input is a set of event stacks, and the output is that if there is a total order for them or not. The good news is that a greedy algorithm is sufficient to implement that. It simply takes one stack that the pop event, the top event on the stack is enabled, and run that event and pop the event out. It continues that till there is no enabled event in the stacks. If at the end the stack is empty, so it managed to run all the events in sequence, so we found the total order, and the system state is valid. For evaluation, we implemented a prototype using the Maze Model Checker source. The parts of the Maze Model Checker that we benefited from is serialization and deserialization of states, and also the fact that in Maze, the developer specifies the boundary of the handlers, so it makes it easier to define events in model checking. For evaluation, we use Paxos. Paxos is known to be a very complex distributed algorithm. At each run, lots of messages are transmitted between nodes just to propose a value. And the state space that we chose is a very simple state space and yet very useful. Only one of the nodes proposes a value, so it's very simple, but it could answer a meaningful query that what happens if at this live state one of the nodes proposes a value. For classic model checking, we use BDFS, which is bounded depth first search, is known to be a memory efficient model checking algorithm. Besides the exploration of a DFS, it also maintains a database of state hashes to avoid loops. So in this graph, in the x-axis, you see the depth of the search that's performed by the model checker, and the y-axis, you see the elapsed time in second. The BDFS algorithm, it takes around 20 minutes to finish this small state space, and local model checking performs that in order of seconds, in a couple of seconds. So local model checking performance is good enough for our purpose to be used in online model checking. Here, notice that the performance of a general version of local model checking is good enough for our purpose, but if we also try the optimization for packages that I told you about, we could even get a better performance, which is less than a second. Here, in the y-axis, we see the total number of states explored by different algorithms. For BDFS, this is the number of global states, because BDFS deals with global states. For local model checking, this is the number of temporary curated system states, and also the blue line is the number of local states. You see the difference between the number of local states and the global states, and this is the key reason to good performance of local model checking. And the number of system states are less than global states because multiple local states could have the same system state and be only different in network state, in the network part. For testing, we injected a previously reported bug and the tool managed to discover it. Also, we tried the tool on a new implementation of Paxos. This is one Paxos, which is an efficient variant of Paxos that uses only one acceptor, and we found a new bug in the initialization of the acceptor. A few words about related work. From an abstract view, local model checking can be seen as a combination of Cartesian abstraction and monotonic abstraction of the network. In Cartesian abstraction, in simple words, it combines the results from independent searches without considering the dependency between the results. Between the results of these searches. This is mostly used in thread modular model checking, mostly beside Boolean abstraction. The differences between our approach and those approaches are that first, they mostly use local asserts, so the invariants are local to the nodes, versus us that we use system-wide invariants, so they don't need any system state creation phase. Also, they mostly use it for theorem proving versus us using it for testing. In theorem proving, unsound bug report is not a big deal because if you have some bug reports and you don't know if they are sound or not, the worst thing that happens is that you just report that I cannot prove the algorithm is correct or not. And this is an undecidable problem anyway. So. This is not a big deal for them, but it's very important for them to be complete. But in my case, in testing, I don't aim for completeness, but it's very important for me that the bugs, the reported bugs, are sound, because I don't want the developer wasting time trying bug report that is unsound. The other difference is that I have a network here compared to multi-threaded systems, and I use a monotonic abstraction of the network. This is monotonic abstraction because I add the events to the network and I never remove them from the network. This monotonic abstraction is very well known in security community. So in summary, how much time do I have? 5. So in summary, we explored an alternative to global model checking approach. So in our approach, local model checking, the model checker keeps track of local states versus global states in global model checking, and it uses shared network state to be able to produce network transitions. The state explosion problem didn't disappear. It still exists. It is just postponed. So if you saw that I use a very, very simple state space that only one node proposed. If I choose a larger state space, local model checking would perform as bad as global model checking because this explosion problem, state explosion problem, didn't go away. It just postponed. And this postponement is good enough for my purpose because I expect a good performance from the model checking just during a short period between two restarts in online model checking. And this is makes the local model checking a perfect choice for online model checking. A problem of local model checking is that it's an optimistic approach. It assumes that the number of preliminary bug violation reports are low. If this assumption is not valid in some systems, then I have to pay the cost of verifying the validity of system states very often, and the performance of the model checking would be much lower. One benefit of local model checking is that it decouples exploration, system state creation, and soundness verification. So it makes it much easier to parallelize the model checking job in multiple cores, which is a very good feature in the many core era. And also it gave us the opportunity to implement an optimized version of the approach for the Paxos menu variant. The problem is that we don't have at the moment a general approach, an automatic approach to apply it on arbitrary protocols and arbitrary invariants, but we think it's a very interesting and challenging problem for future work. Thanks for listening. If there's a question, I would be happy to take.
This only for Paxos?
True.
Do you have any sense of how generally applicable this is, or is there a class of protocols for which this trade-off of postponing doesn't work as well?
Sure. That's a very good question. So Paxos is known to be a very, very complex distributed algorithm. So getting good results on Paxos is very hard, and so showing good results on Paxos is a good sign that the tool will give good performance on other protocols as well. But one example doesn't prove that it's going to work on other protocols as good as it worked on Paxos or not. So I haven't tried other protocols, but I can give some ideas that on what protocols the protocol could perform the best. For example, in the protocols that nodes communication, the network is the main problem in having low performance, local model checking could perform much better. For example, if you have a couple of nodes, they stay silent and they just say hi to each other once a year, then you wouldn't get as much performance that I got here for Paxos for that protocol. So the protocol, if the more chatty the protocols they are, the better the performance would be. And also, the more concurrent events in the system, the better the performance of the protocol, the better the impact of the protocol is. For example, if you have a chain system that nodes just forward a message from one to another, then the gain that you could get by local magic on such a simple system wouldn't be much. You're welcome.